Dr. Rossetto, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
What is it about the modern world that is making it so hard for the Lomai pine to survive?
Excellent question, and that's one of the questions that we are trying to ask with this project that we're running now, where we're trying to sequence the genome of this species. And one of the questions, I mean, there are probably two main questions that we're trying to ask. The first one is exactly that. What are the reasons why this species is now rare? Because, mind you, as you just described, it was only discovered in 1994, and it was already rare, so it hasn't decreased in number since. It has been rare all along. And we want to know, because once we have a reference genome, we can go back through the generations and actually get information on the timing of rarity. How long has it been rare for? And that will tell us much more about the reasons that pushed this species to rarity. Was it climate? Was it changing fire conditions? Was it the arrival of new diseases and pathogens? And in especially in this later case, we are also trying to better understand if this species has the genetic equipment to deal with pathogens, because we know that it is susceptible to Phytophthora, which is a root rot disease which impacts a lot of different species. And that's one of the main reasons why we want to make sure that nobody goes and visits the site where this species is found.
Now, I believe they're quite vulnerable to this disease.
That's correct, and here we've done a lot of work on trying to determine the susceptibility, and it has very, very high susceptibility, so we have to be very careful in not introducing this disease at the natural sites.
Well, we know there's been some strides in genome mapping for the Lomai pine. What does this really mean for the pine's future?
Well, once we have a better idea of... we can use that information also to... trying to build and re-establish, reintroduce population in other sites where we maximize the evolutionary potential of this species. And also, as I was saying, once we have a better understanding of the genetic makeup of this species, we'll know how susceptible this species is to Phytophthora and other diseases and what we can do about it.
Well, what is being done to help conserve this species?
It's been propagated externally, and there's also currently a project to try to reintroduce the population, this species, in other sites within Lomai and the Blue Mountains.
And what's the outlook for the plant? Because 140 left, that doesn't sound like a whole lot to bounce back from.
Yes, that's a very good point. And it, obviously, it's critically endangered, but we keep our fingers crossed, and that's why we're trying to put as much work and resources into it to try to manage it for the long term.
Well, hopefully the future looks a bit brighter soon for this plant, because, gosh, just so many animals and plants seem to be being wiped out these days. It's don't want another one.
It's true. And again, it's a challenge, and there are a number of programs. I mean, the Saving Our Species program is one of the programs that really is supporting and trying to help manage threatened species, at least within New South Wales, and trying to put as many resources as possible towards their conservation in general.
Well, hopefully we can see a bit of a brighter future soon. Dr. Rossetto, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nathaniel.